On the line right now, though, should be the one, the only Paul Daniels. Are you there, Paul?
I am here, yeah.
And whereabouts are you, Paul?
I'm in my living room.
Oh, fantastic. Describe the scene.
I'm overlooking the River Thames, yeah.
Oh, beautiful. It's not too far away from us here at the University of Westminster. What have you been up to?
You want me to drop a bottle in the water with a message in for you?
Oh, you could do. What if you could do that? What message will you write for us?
I don't know. Just testing. It's what I usually write on websites and emails when I'm testing them. You know, any road up. So what's going down?
Well, exactly. We're not here to talk about message in the bottle at all. It's Freshers Week here at the University of Westminster. A lot of new students coming in. Nervous times, a lot of that, and a lot of good sort of natural performers we've met so far. The commercial music, because we're quite talented people here at the university. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, well, I would imagine so. Not in a university, but I was astonished when I went in the army to find some of the incredible talents that these quite ordinary soldiers had, you know, with their abilities in either singing, playing instruments, and painting and everything. They were really good.
Definitely. And all the last 4 days we've had freshers' fairs, really, and people have been signing up for different societies, sort of doing radio shows and doing live performances and things like that. Nerves, can they be a factor, do you think? You know, the first time out on the stage and that. Did you ever get nervous as a performer, Paul?
I think, yeah, the first adult show I did. But when you're doing what I do, which is a magic business, your brain is going in so many different directions. You don't really have the time to be nervous. And later I discovered that when actors, in particular, darling, would say they, you know, you need that to pump your adrenaline. And I used to always think, no, you don't. Nobody's forcing you to go on stage. You're going on because you want to. You go on because you're going to have fun. And so I could never really understand the nervousness of the show.
So I suppose
that having been said, by the way, I'm taking on a huge part in December, and maybe I'll change my mind then.
Yeah. What's your huge part? What are you going to be getting up to?
I'm going to be in a play out in Lowestoft. I'll be Scrooge.
Oh, Paul Daniels, I could see that for some reason.
Yeah, you've heard about my habits with money, have you?
Brilliant. Now, of course, on the TV at the moment, X Factor's going on, a hugely popular programme. You've been on X Factor, that we all seem to remember. Were you disappointed that you only lasted the one night, though?
No, we knew we would go out night one, two or three, and when we found out we were on first, I've been in show business long enough to know, if the votes are coming in 2 hours later, you've got no chance.
That's true. Would you do it again?
Yeah, it raised money for multiple sclerosis, and I do that sort of thing. I do that kind of job for fun. I'm in a peculiar situation where I work all over the world. I work, you know, Vegas to New York, Chicago, Sydney, Wellington, New Zealand, and just. I just work all over the world, and there I'm always doing magic. But you come back to your own country, and the TV executives want you to sing or do silly other things, and it just seems to me they've got it wrong. But what do I know?
We've got to ask you about the magic as well. How did it all begin for you? What was your first ever trick? Can you actually remember the first one?
Yeah, I still do it. I've actually turned it into a joke right at the front of my tour. It's a numerical thing. It's mathematical, really. But I read it in a book and I thought, wow, this works. I was an avid reader as a child, still am. And so I just went to the library and got loads of books out, and that was it.
Fantastic. I actually bought myself on those magic sets of the day from Hamleys, knowing that Paul Daniels was going to be on the show. And I thought, oh, maybe I could put it. I'm rubbish at it, though. I really am. Is it something that you think you've got to be a different sort of type of person to be able to do?
No, you've just got to accept the fact that in today's society everything's kind of fast. You plug it in, you know, plug and play. And magic isn't like that. Magic is a slowly developed art. It's a theatre. It's a theatrical art. And you have to learn it slowly and then gradually speed up. And you should begin with tricks that require no skill at all, then your fingers get used to the feel of these peculiar things called playing cards and in your case, money.
It's all about money nowadays. Yeah, so how long did you have to actually be doing the same trick until you could actually turn around and say, yeah, I've nailed that one, that's a good one, I can start something else now?
Oh, some things are instant, and others take a while. I'm kind of well-known in the world of magic for a tiny trick with a cup and a ball, and I've done it in 7,500 seaters, and the other magicians don't understand how I can do that, how I can turn it into an entertainment piece. But I do, and the reason was, there used to be all over the north of England, certainly, working men's clubs. And the first, was it about the first 2 years or 3 years of my working life, I only had 18 nights off. And so I would do this trick over and over again every night. And it was about 20 months before I came home and I went, yeah, tonight it flew. And it's a good feeling.
Definitely. I heard a rumour as well in the papers a couple of weeks ago now. Apparently, Paul Daniels, you are King of Wales. Is that actually true?
Oh, no, that was a joke. I put it in my blog, you know, that I'd traced this fella called Daniel. All my ancestors are from South Wales. And so in my blog, I said, wouldn't it be funny if I could trace back to when King Henry III in 1233 bequeathed this land to Daniel in perpetuity. And in fact, last week I was down there. Well, I just wrote it as a gag. I could, you know, be King of Wales. And some stupid journalist picked it up and said, you know, oh, well, would we want him to be King of Wales? Took it all seriously.
I wouldn't mind you being King of Wales. As a Welshman myself, I thought, you know.
Where are you from?
From Pembrokeshire.
Well, as long as you've got your health.
All right, thank you very much.
I was down, as I said, I did this genealogy program last week, and I got back to my great-great-great-grandfather on it, and it was, I was surprised again, I am whenever I go down there, at how beautiful the valleys are, and it's just glorious.
It's like we're sounding like people from the Welsh Tourist Board now, aren't we? It is a beautiful, beautiful place, Wales. And
well, yes, but so is Yorkshire. I guess all places have got beautiful places and ugly places.
Yorkshire's,
you know,
not better than Wales, though.
Yorkshire's better than Wales, yeah.
Really?
Oh, stunning.
Your neck on the line. You can't put your neck on the line and say Yorkshire's better than Wales.
Powerful.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, Paul.
No problem.
And thank you very much for chatting to me. You're an absolute star. And thank you very much. We're going to play some more music now. This one is a student anthem. I don't know if you've ever heard of this one, Paul. It's Len, Steal My Sunshine.
Play it all the time.
Yeah, yeah. It's one in your iTunes at home.
Oh, yes.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Paul Daniels, everyone.
Take care. Maybe we should cheer him up then.